All right, everybody. It's time to talk Arizona football with the one, with the only, Brian Jeffries, the voice of the Arizona Wildcats, joins us every Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Wildcats Radio 1290. Brian, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, Rich. How are you?
I'm good. You okay? I got you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just... it's a beautiful day, so I'm hanging out at practice today. Sorry.
Oh, see, he's multitasking out of practice. All right. I was going to ask you, what kind of secret plays are we going to put in for this week against North Dakota State University? But I won't get there, but I will ask you for your...
No, I can tell you, Rich.
Okay.
Rich, I can tell you. They're going to run 88ZX on 3.
Okay. Ready, break. Omaha! Omaha! I feel like you and I are the Manning cast.
Okay, well, watch for that play.
Okay, I'll watch for that play. Give me your thoughts. Now we have a couple days to sit back, rewatch it, replay the game in your mind. What were your big takeaways from the game against Mississippi State?
Well, obviously, I think as everybody has dissected, the team wasn't as sharp, in particular in the first half. And you kind of got that feeling early on, in particular on offense, that they just weren't executing with the same efficiency that they did against San Diego State. And even at that then, they're right in the ball game. And really late third quarter, down by 8, and despite the fact that the Wildcats hadn't played as well as they had a week before that, they certainly had a chance to win the game. And they were driving, and then the interception and the return for 51 yards, and that set up that touchdown that made it a two-score game. And at that point then, you feel like, okay, well, maybe this one's getting away. And, they hung in there, kept battling, but little mistakes here and there, and those things add up, and it did. And so you hope they live and learn with that and can turn things around this week. This is an important game, as they all are, because you want to finish strong here at home before you hit the road next week in open conference play.
But as I was walking, and Kelvin and Glenn and I were talking about it, we were just talking, we have Al Borges, who had been an offensive coordinator in the Pac-12, the Big 12, and the SEC. He comes on with this and gives us a different perspective on Arizona football. I think all of us have kind of sat around going, yeah, absolutely, lots of mistakes, lots of things Arizona did to hurt their chances of winning. But they're all correctable mistakes, Brian. These are things that aren't backbreakers for the entire season. These are things that Arizona could take and learn from.
Well, and that's what you have to do. And that's a good observation, Val, because they didn't make any of those mistakes that you say, okay, well, we can't fix it. We don't have the right personnel. They do have the right personnel. If it was a matter of a drop pass here or there, well, those are things that they weren't doing the week before, so they're capable of getting that right. And so, yeah, I fully believe that it was one of those games where things just didn't fall into place. And now, like I said, you hope you learn from it and you move on from there. And it's amazing sometimes when you lose a game, how much attention you get from the coaches at that point, or maybe the attention you give the coaches. And so, there's been a lot of learning this week and a lot of talking, not yelling, just saying, okay, well, here's what we need to clean up. And you kind of expect a team to clean up those things coming off a loss. And that's why I'm really interested to see how they come out on Saturday against a team that's very, as is very good.
Give me your takeaways from Jaden DeLora, week one versus week two, what we're expecting in week three.
Well, I think just as I mentioned, he was just a little off. And it wasn't just him. I think that's the important thing to point out. I mean, there were drop passes, there were missed blocks, there were missed routes. Some guys ran the wrong route. There were, just those kind of mistakes. And so the quarterback always gets all the attention. And, Jaden, certainly when you look at the final numbers, didn't have the type of game that he had against San Diego State. But it's not just him. I mean, it's a team-wide effort when you succeed or fail. And so I don't think anybody was looking at Jaden and say, oh, gosh, what's wrong? I think it more or less, hey, we need everybody to step up here and contribute and do their part. And if they do, then, he's fine. There's no worry. Nobody's saying, wait a minute, what happened? It was just a matter of the offense didn't have that efficiency they had the week before.
We're talking with Brian Jeffries right now, voice of the Arizona Wildcats, joining us here on 1290. So, I'm glad you pointed that out, because I asked this of Jed. I think you were there on Monday when I asked about this. I mean, you know what? Every time it's a quarterback sack or an interception, you always look at the quarterback. But if you look at everything else that went around, did he have enough time? Did he extend the play with his legs? Were the receivers getting open? Maybe he was in coverage sacks, and that's why no one was open and he's having to run around that much. There's a lot of different things that you don't see on the television picture that if you're watching the ball, you miss when it goes into watching a play get extended like that.
Well, not, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses because that's not what Jet Fish does. But they do have a lot of young guys, and those mistakes are going to happen. And I asked Jet on Monday, I think, I said, okay, how long does it take for a true freshman to kind of grasp hold of what you want to do, even if they've been here through spring practice and fall practice? When you get into the actual season and you're playing against opposing teams, it's a whole different story. And, of course, he kind of laughed and said, 2 games, that's how long it takes. And, you know, what he's hoping for is that, you know, these young guys have learned a lot in 2 games, and some of those little mistakes we've talked about will be corrected, and they can be corrected. So, you know, that's just a big part of it. And I think Mississippi State was a much more experienced team. And, gosh, this North Dakota State team, you look at, they're just, you know, they're full of juniors and seniors. If you look at their starting lineup on both sides of the ball, they have one sophomore out of their 22 starters. One sophomore, everybody else is a junior or senior. And experience says a lot for you. And that's why that program has been so good. And that's why Arizona's growing, because of the youth on the team. And it's, we know there's talent there. It's just a matter of getting that experience and improving each week.
Okay, one last thing, going back to last week's game against Mississippi State, watching Jaden DeLora run and extend plays, and he's running from one side of the field to the other. I wanted to get your thoughts on just the athleticism of Jaden DeLora. Give me some comps, some Arizona Wildcat quarterbacks that we've seen that he reminded you of, and just the athleticism that he had, and he showed off on some of those runs.
Well, I think that's the important thing, is that, you know, Jaden DeLora is not a quote-unquote running quarterback, and so we shouldn't confuse that with his ability to scramble and get out of trouble. And that's what, to me, I think is, you know, the key really to his success. And, you know, there were some plays where, yeah, he could have tucked and run the ball. And I know that's one thing that they've talked to him about this week, is that don't be afraid. And also, you know, it's a matter of keeping your eyes downfield. You know, he's looking for receivers and maybe just not seeing where there might be some open field. So they want him to take advantage of those opportunities when they come up. But I just don't want people to think, oh, gosh, you know, he's a two-way quarterback that can both run and pass. He is an outstanding passing quarterback with an ability to scramble and make plays. And even the one where he got called down on that play they had to look at, just his ability to get out of trouble, it says a lot against a pretty good defensive front. So that's something that's going to pay dividends down the road for him as he learns more and more about the system. That's another thing Jed was, you know, reminded me of the other day, is that if you go back to starting in his freshman year at St. Louis High School in Honolulu through last season at Washington State, he played the same offense all those years. And now they're asking him to learn something entirely new. And so there's a learning curve there for him. And when you're in games and the other team's trying to take your head off, it's a lot different than practice. So, you know, I expect to see him come out and play really well on Saturday night. By the way, period 9 is now starting.
Oh, good. Okay. So Brian Jeffries joining us right now here on Wildcats Radio 1290. And I'm so glad that you put it that way, because you're right. He's not a two-way runner. He's not that. That's not his game. But the athleticism, it's just off the chart. So if you're able to keep that and set him up to make good decisions, I mean, he can extend some plays and cause some trouble for some defenses this year.
Well, yeah, and when you talk about comparing him, you know, no one's going to touch Khalil Tate in terms of his ability to, you know, both run and pass. I mean, to me, I'm not going to say he's a once-in-a-generation type of player. So, again, I don't want people to get confused and think that this is the next coming of Khalil. But, you know, Jaden's just got that ability to get out of trouble and to scramble. And that's something that, you know, it's really important in that position, in particular on the type of offense Arizona runs. So, yeah, I love his leadership.
Yeah.
You watch him here in practice today, and you just see, you know, what he's doing with his teammates, and I think that's important. And it's not just him. And we go back again to Jed reminding us that, you know, maybe you don't put too much on one guy, because Arizona's got a very deep quarterback roster right now, so don't be surprised if we see some more of the other guys as the season goes on.
Brian Jeffries, let's talk a little bit about North Dakota State. I'm just starting to do my homework on them. I do know they're going to run the ball, and when they're done running the ball, they're going to run it some more and run it some more. Power bully football. Give me your thoughts on the beginning of your homework getting ready for North Dakota State.
Well, to me, it's an incredibly well-regarded program to win 9 of the last 11 FCS championships, to produce NFL players the way they do. Everyone talks about the two quarterbacks they've got currently in the NFL. I think they had 4 guys drafted last year off that team that won the national championship. It's a very unique program in the fact that they play in the Missouri Football Conference, and they don't get a lot of attention nationally unless you follow FCS football. But the success that program has built over the years is unmatched at that level. And they've won 6 straight from FBS schools. And it's been 6 years. Granted, that none of the players that are on the current roster were there in 2016 at Iowa City to win that game over the Hawkeyes. But that's something that they do talk about with a lot of pride, that they've been able to go on the road and beat, quote-unquote, bigger schools. So they will not come in here intimidated whatsoever. As I mentioned earlier, they've got an older team. Yes, they'll line up in an I formation and run it at you. They haven't thrown the ball a lot through 2 games. That doesn't mean they won't. They've got a quarterback that's got a couple years under his belt. So I wouldn't be shocked, Rich, if they probably throw the ball a little more this week just to keep the Wildcats off balance, because going in, Arizona's thinking, okay, we got to stop the run. Like last week, you got to stop the pass. Well, you don't want to just give them the game plan. So don't be surprised to see North Dakota State throw it a little bit more. They've got a really good tight end. I just like their team. I like their program and what they've been able to accomplish. They're a great fan base. They got a ton of fans that are going to be here on Saturday night, and that just makes it fun for everybody. And, Arizona, after last year's loss to NAU, the Wildcats certainly can't overlook this one.
Well, and I was talking with Dave Hickey. They sold out their allotment of tickets, lickety-split, and they've been gobbling up tickets left and right. So I expect a bigger contingent of North Dakota State fans than we had from the Mississippi State faithful rolling into Tucson this week. And like you said, I think this is going to be a fist fight, and I was really proud of the Zona Zoo last week and the fans that came out. Brian, that really had a football atmosphere.
Well, and that's something, and we talk about it all the time, Rich, that Arizona needs to continue. North Dakota State has not played in front of a crowd this size since 2016. Okay, there were 70,000 in Iowa City for that game 6 years ago. The Fargo Dome, where they play home games, seats 18,000. It is an incredible home atmosphere because it's a dome stadium and they have outstanding fan support, and it gets very loud in there, but that's a home game for them. Going on the road, they don't see crowds like this. I think 3 years ago, they played at Target Field in Minneapolis on a neutral field and drew 34,000, but it was a neutral field in a baseball stadium. And Arizona, the fans can make a difference on Saturday night by making it an intimidating atmosphere for North Dakota State. Older players for the Bison. So, again, I don't know how intimidated they're going to be, but it's certainly going to help the Cats if that same type of crowd is out this week.
Well, and again, Mike, we've talked to a lot of folks this week. They're going to come out here and try to punch Arizona in the face and see if they can intimidate and push the Cats back on their heels. The Cats are going to have a fist fight on their hands.
Well, and that's because that's the way North Dakota State plays football. And they're not going to change things coming in here. And they're going to, I think they used 11 running backs last week. Now, granted, they've had a couple blowout wins so far, but they're going to spread the ball around. They don't have a quote-unquote go-to guy, just like Arizona has 4 guys they like to rotate at running back. North Dakota State's going to use more than that because they trust all those guys and they keep them fresh. And so it's kind of a basic scheme that you're going to see out of them, but it is so effective. And that's why, if you go back in their history, Matt Entz now is their head coach. He was the defensive coordinator before that. But you go back even earlier that, they've got their former head coach, Chris Kleiman's at Kansas State. Coach before that's at Wyoming. But they've run the same thing, Rich. And that's why the program succeeded, is because of that consistency. So, they're going to do their thing, and it's up to the Wildcats to break it up.
Brian Jeffries, the voice of the Arizona Wildcats. He'll be on the air with you Saturday night, 8 p.m., along with Lamont Lovin and Dana Cooper, bringing you all the action. We'll get going at 4 o'clock in the afternoon live from the mall, and then, of course, it's an 8 o'clock, 3:30 we'll get going, counting down to the 8 o'clock kick with Brian behind the microphone. Mr. Jeffries, always a pleasure talking to you. I'll see you this weekend.
All right, thanks, Rich. See you. All right,
bear down. Brian Jeffries joining us here on Wildcats Radio 1290. All right.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.